America Weekend.
Mr. Sabatino, many years ago, the Cabinet Department of War changed its name to the Department of Defense.
That is correct.
Remember that?
After World War II, I believe.
Since that time, we have been in more wars than we have had needs for defense. Yet I know we need to be vigilant. Let's say that at the top. But let's call it what it is.
The Department of War.
Well, but this is going to lead me to this. This is my thinking. I think we need some new cabinet departments. We need one called the Department of Common Sense. Its mission, obviously, is common sense. It would be independent from politics. It would oversee all bills emerging from Congress. We need a Department of Compromise to work closely with Congress and teach each representative in each house what statesman responsibility really is. I think we need a department of what I would call outward benevolence. It would replace Homeland Security. I think we've been lulled as a fear-based society into agreeing to the fear that our leaders perpetrate upon us in order to accomplish something that they think is needed, and that we wouldn't do it, give up freedoms, do this or that, allow the NSA to listen to our phone calls and our internet stuff. That wouldn't happen if we were not in fear of something happening devastating like 9/11 to this country. We also need a Department of Debunkment. Debunkment would bring truth to all public political statements, no matter what party or what person says them. Interestingly enough, that used to be the job of the press.
Yes. I was just about ready to raise that question, but you want to roll.
Well, but you know what? I guess I fell asleep and I was dreaming for all these new departments.
I think you're...
I left you up there, didn't I?
Yeah, you really did. But with a little bit of tongue-in-cheek here, the common sense is probably the one that hit most, because common sense is something we seem to lack in the Washington corridors these days. Simple, basic common sense. The ability to be able to get something done, to get a job done, to make this country work. By the way, and this was brought out very nicely just the other night, by a commentator, and I cannot remember his name, a guest commentator on one of the local cable news nets, that in spite of Congress, this country has worked.
I don't know. I could debate that.
Well, but we haven't moved into chaos. The job rate is down again to, and it may slide below 5.0%. It may fall to 4.9% the next go around. That's extraordinary. But there are new jobs. They are not the same jobs, and that's one of the reasons.
And they're not the same money that they used to be.
Without question. The U.S. economy has finally realized we're no longer an industrial-based society.
Well, we've come to be what the rest of the world is.
Yes. And in many respects, though, we lead this planet by leaps and bounds ahead of everyone else, and we do, in my opinion, by leaps and bounds. The Americans that are looking for those jobs are no longer there. They're going to have to look for them someplace else because they are not there anymore. There's no longer that industrial, even the tool and die business, as an example, other related, what they call soft industries, large manufacturing industries, are no longer in business because they don't exist anymore. And we have to get our heads around that because if we don't, and understand that as a new society, this society, economic and business or commercial system no longer is what it was even 10 years ago. It has changed.
Mm-hmm.
It has changed. And with that, I think the jobs will be there. The training for those jobs are there. And our children will benefit from that. I believe they will. I believe they will.
Well, I even wonder that 10 years down the line, whether even the jobs that we do today in front of these microphones, whether radio will even be a viable thing.
It'll be part of the internet. In my opinion, internet radio or part of the internet if you will.
Yeah.
The system that that is audio delivery or video delivery is going to be.
I think they'll become one.
Yes,
the amalgam will be there.
Without question, you're absolutely correct.
Because of smartphones and tablets, and
we literally be able to do it from our cell phones.
Yeah,
and it's fascinating. But the business of our business will not change. The look will be different. The place may be distant, but the business will be the same. And let's hope it never changes, because then you and I will be out of a job.
Well, at that age, I'm okay with that. 10 years from now, yeah, I'm okay with that.
Oh, I love it. I really do. We carry on, ladies and gentlemen. We carry on. Call Sabatino with Roland Smith as we do that on Smith Sabatino America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend. Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you pay off your mortgage sooner? Pay every 4 weeks instead of monthly.
We often think there are 4 weeks in a month. Actually, it's 4 weeks plus about 2 days. So by paying every 4 weeks, you'll make an extra payment every year.
Say you get a $100,000 mortgage at 4% interest. You'll cut over 4 years off a 30-year mortgage and save over $11,000 in interest.
Plus, you'll always be ahead on your payments. So if you face a financial crisis, time will be on your side. As with all things financial, it's best to talk with an advisor about your specific situation.
Pay your mortgage every 4 weeks and you'll pay your banker less. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Waste to energy or poo power projects seem to be popping up more and more as cities experiment with either waste to ethanol, waste gasification, or waste to electricity facilities. Recent news celebrated how cow manure could provide up to 3% of our electricity. In Canada, customers could soon be firing up their furnaces and hot water heaters with natural gas collected as a byproduct in the processing of human waste. They propose to capture and purify biogas from sewage treatment plants, pumping it to the gas utility's customers. The $1 million pilot project is expected to provide enough energy for 100 homes and reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 500 tons each year.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.